Everyone, welcome to the Soundtrack Review with Charlie and Shrainy. How are you today, Shrainy?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm quite excited for this one. This is my first time in front of the deck for Soundtrack Review.
Ooh.
So I'm quite hyped up.
Charlie's taking the lead since she couldn't for the School of Rock.
I'm still a bit upset about that. I can't talk about that, Shrainy. Anyway, from the first song, that was Uma Thurman by Fall Out Boy. And if you can't guess from that, today we are looking at Pulp Fiction, the 1994 amazing Quentin Tarantino film that blew up everywhere, basically. It was a massive film.
It was such a big hit, wasn't it? It was absolutely fantastic.
It was amazing. And it's got such a good soundtrack to go with it as well. Admittedly, it was quite a surprising soundtrack. I didn't really expect the songs that were on it to be on it. I don't know about you, but yeah, it's quite a strange soundtrack really for such a kind of like, because it's a kind of a strange film in the sense that it kind of combines like humor and violence together, but it's got this
it's kind of like comedic but serious,
it's quite ironic in that sense, but the soundtrack that goes with it is quite a lot of like quite chilled and quite romantic tunes like Dusty Springfield and things like that. It's all very like quite romantic really, but it's a brilliant film. 1994, Quentin Tarantino, starring Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman, John Travolta. Absolutely massive film. It got nominated for so many awards. It won, like, the Cannes Film Festival. Yeah, just an amazing film, really. But, so, we'll talk about the story in a minute, but I think, at first, we should listen to the theme song from it. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually know that this was the theme, but I found out that this is the general theme to it. This is Surf Rider from Pulp Fiction. Enjoy. We'll be right back. So what did we think of that one?
So that was the theme to Pulp Fiction. It kind of sets the scene, doesn't it?
I feel like it sets the scene. It's kind of a... It's nice that they had, like, an instrumental, I think. I think that something else that's nice about this soundtrack is it does have that, like, kind of, like, variety of both instrumental and vocal music. I think it's good.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But what do you guys think? Do you think that this is LSR? Because Pulp Fiction... See, I was speaking to my housemate the other day, and she didn't think Pulp Fiction itself as a film was as great as people make out.
Wow.
And I was very shocked by that. So I'm hoping I can convince her with the music. But yeah.
I was actually surprised about how many people our age who haven't actually seen it. Because I suppose it is a little bit before our time. It came out in 1994, so it was a little bit before our time, I suppose. But for such a big film, I'm surprised that quite a lot of people I've spoken to haven't seen it.
I mean, I only watched it for the first time 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember watching it a really, really, really long time ago at my friend's house and not really concentrating on it.
Yeah,
so. And then I watched it another time and I was like, wow, this is a really... It's not really normally... that this kind of film wouldn't really be my kind of film normally. I'm not normally into kind of like crime, thriller kind of movies, but this one just really captivated me. I liked it.
I think it is definitely the Quentin Tarantino style where you don't really know what's going to happen. Everything's so random, but it all just happens to work out.
Yeah, it's always got that really kind of like air of like it's all out of place, but then it fits together so well.
Like a really good example, and it fits in with the next song that we're going to be playing, is the prologue. So the diner scene right at the start where there's someone that looks like they're on a date, like a whole Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing.
Actually, that's a good link.
That is exactly what they were doing. And so Pumpkin and Honey Bunny, they're having breakfast in a diner and like just casually discussing their lives as brothers.
Just casually.
Just literally casually. And you're just like, oh, should this not be more secretive? Blah, blah. But so after they kind of realise that they can make money off the customers and the business, since everyone's going to have a wallet and money, they just like stand up, decide they're going to rob the restaurant. And like, you know, it's just, it's such an intense scene to start off the whole film.
It's nice as well because they didn't actually start with the opening credits. They let this scene roll.
Yeah.
And then straight after this scene, the opening credits begin, and then there are just some great tunes in that opening credits. One of them is Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang. Really good song. See what you think.
We'll be right back.
So, what did we think of that one?
Jungle Boogie by Cool and the Gang.
It's very, very groovy. It's very typical Cool and the Gang. Good film. Good film?
Good song.
Good song. But also a good film.
Charlie and I were just talking about one of the most, like, hilarious scenes where, so Jules and Vincent Vega are, like, talking about their experiences in Europe. And they're speaking about a Royale with cheese. And it's literally, I don't think I've heard those words being said in that one, like, in about a minute, Royale with cheese was said about, like, 50 times or something really ridiculous like that.
Yeah, according to Vincent Vega, the French call a quarter pounder burger a Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
And apparently they call a Big Mac Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
Just to be
It's just French. It's so funny, and at the same time, like, they're criminals in a way, aren't they?
Yeah, and they are literally just about to go and shoot someone as well. Like, because they're in the car talking about it, and then only minutes later, they're in the middle of shooting someone. So things start to kind of revolve around Marcellus, who is a massive, massive, massive gangster.
Gangster.
And you'll hear a lot more from him and his wife, Mia, very, very soon. The next song that appears to be playing in the movie is Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Beautiful song. Really doesn't suit the vibe at all, but I feel like that's part of the whole kind of Quentin Tarantino vibe to it, having like a really lovely song in a kind of shady situation. So this song comes on when Butch Coolidge, who is a champion boxer, played by Bruce Willis, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
Very good actor. He is in virtually an empty cocktail lounge, accepting a very large sum of money from Marcellus after agreeing to take a drive in his upcoming match. So
basically, he is very close to just kind of not winning his match.
They're on shady ground here.
Taking a dive.
Shady ground. But in the background is this beautiful song playing. This is Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
All I see is what I want.
I love that song.
Let's just stay together forever.
Puns.
So many.
That is such a lovely song, though.
It is such a good song.
And like I was saying before, for such a kind of shady situation, like mm-hmm. a whole kind of like, let me buy you into winning a boxing
yeah.
award. It's all very, yeah, shady is the only way I can describe it. I feel like I've said shady about 10 times, really. But so the next song that comes up is Dusty Springfield's Son of a Preacher Man. And this song comes up when Vincent is buying a very large sum of heroin mm-hmm. from his friend Lance. Don't ask me why. Maybe that's just his jam. But
you know, different people, different opinions, I guess.
And you'll realise as we go on how much heroin he's actually getting. This heroin becomes very key to the whole movie. But whilst he's buying this very large sum of heroin, this song is in the background, Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
I love that song.
It's so great. And again, like we were saying, it happens at such a strange time.
Yeah, it's all, the songs seem really mismatched, but I feel like that's all part of the vibe of the whole film, really.
Yeah. So after this, well, when this song is playing, Vincent's like gone over to Mia's house because Marcellus has asked him to take her out on town.
For anyone that doesn't know, Mia is the wife of Marcellus, the gangster, and mm-hmm. he's asked Vincent, take my wife out.
I've not got the time.
Got time for her. You do it.
So, yeah, that's happening. So they're going out to a little diner.
Jack Rabbit Slim's. A very strange name, but it's a kind of 50s diner. And I don't really know why anyone wouldn't want to spend their time with Uma Thurman, because she is beautiful as. And she plays Mia.
She's very strange.
Very strange character. She's very, really mysterious character.
Oh, so, so mysterious, yeah.
And if you guys have seen her in the film or have seen the posters with her on the front of them, I don't know of any other person that can pull off a haircut like that. But she can pull off that strange bobbed haircut and that short fringe so well.
Oh, God.
It's just fantastic, really. But so they're in this diner together having what Vincent refers to as a good milkshake. I cannot swear on the radio. And then there's a twist contest out of nowhere. 50s bar. Why not?
Yeah.
And Mia challenges him to do the twist with her. And they incidentally end up winning the twist contest. So just a little bit of light in a dark film, I suppose, yeah. Really. So this is the twist dance that they do. And yeah, it's just really, really good, really. What do you think of it, Shrainey?
I really like this one. But it's, again, it fits so well with the film, but I'm sure as soon as we listen to it,
yeah,
it's just not good. We're going to look at it and think, no? Pulp Fiction, I wouldn't want to think of this, but...
I think so too.
Again, the whole soundtrack, so mismatched, but yeah. Just absolutely fantastic.
No, it is really, really good. I just love it, really. So here it is for you, the twist contest dance.
Take it away! It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Cherry red 53 drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, goes to show you never can tell.
Groovy little tune there.
Twist contest. I've got myself bopping along to it.
Shrainey's doing the twist. Sadly, we're already coming to the end of the show. It's so difficult. We can't get every song from the soundtrack in half an hour because this film is a 3-hour long film.
It is so long, but so worth it. And guys, if you haven't watched it, you need to go watch it right now.
So we've taken you up to the twist dance scene. So, I mean, we've spoken about what's happened before then. You just got to go and watch the film and find it out for yourself.
Gone through what? Probably like the first hour?
Yeah.
Got 2 hours to watch, guys.
And yeah, we may have only got through maybe 45 minutes, perhaps. But if you find any other songs that you really like, we'd love to hear from you. Tweet us in at This Is LSR. Let us know what song's your favourite, if you like the film, if you didn't like the film.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall leave you on this very good song, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, Urge Overkill. And just to let you guys know, Shrainey, would you like to introduce the film for next week?
Next week, we will be reviewing the soundtrack of The Breakfast Club.
I'm so excited for that. And we're just going to kill it, really.
So tune in again. Yep, next Wednesday, 2 to 2.30. And you'll have half an hour of absolutely amazing tunes from The Breakfast Club.
And from us.
And from us.
Because we're amazing. So thank you very much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Girl, you'll be a woman. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them break up your mind. Take my hand.
no good. Well, I finally found what I'm looking for, but if they give a chance, I'll end it for sure. Surely I would. Baby, how can I could? Now it's up to you.